and a KPP mobile.
Good morning, Wally. KF8S mobile.
How you doing? Was it you that was working on all that All-Star stuff over the weekend? I thought that was you, the new 3-0. Was that you?
Yeah, both Sean and I were goofing around. He was reloading a Wise box, and then I was loading a VM in the cloud, and I just added a second node. I left the old, the normal hub is up, but I added a second node just to try it out and see if it crashes and all that fun stuff. If it's stable enough, I'll switch to it. But I gotta be careful. I gotta go slow.
Yeah, I've got mine on a Wise box. I did the duplex thing on that guy with the all scan, I don't know, 2 or 3 months ago. And I got all of that working pretty good. So I was kind of leaving it alone. I was kind of watching you guys and all the hiccups. And then, because I pay attention to all those little errors when you guys rate those on the blog. And so I was watching all that stuff. So I'm kind of excited. I mean, I really like the part where the Ham Crusader guy was saying that it's up like 15 versions on the asterisk part of it. That's just amazing.
Yeah, I'd say if you still got your Pi version, give it a try. I think that's the easiest way to play with it, is to just get a second SD card and kind of, take the other one out that's stable and put a new one in there and try it out with that. You can always switch the cards back if it doesn't work well for you.
Yeah, well, right now I'm using the Wise version, and I just got it plugged into the back of the box with, one of those little asterisk, whatever, Amazon little radios, little 1-watt radios, little half-a-watt radio. I think it's a half-a-watt if I measured it right. But, yeah, that's what I'm using right now. I had the little blue box, and that was a lot of fun, but that's kind of where I got myself in trouble, was playing around with that blue box.
Okay, yeah, I think I got that same blue box, and I meant to hook up, I was going to do the same thing like you did, trying to make a duplex node, but I never got around to it, so now everything's packed away, so maybe I'll come back to it next year or something, but I'm kind of cheating for my duplex node. The way I do it is I got two All-Star nodes. I put one in receive-only mode, and then the other one's in just normal mode. But the one node just acts as a receiver. I tell the transmit to go to nothing, and that way it'll always listen. And that works out pretty well. But you got to, having two nodes or two boxes is kind of weird. Kind of wasting two boxes for one node. But it works.
Yeah, if you stop to think about it, up cams and wasting money, those two words kind of go together.
Yep. Well, I mean, we don't waste money. We use all of our stuff. It's just, I think we buy too many things, and then we get overwhelmed. look at Captain Don, for example. But, yeah, he got his nodes working on the new thing. I want to reload my little mobile. I got a little mobile All-Star node. I'm going to maybe get a second card and try it out in there later on today. But, I'm excited. I didn't expect them to do this ASL 3.0. So that was a nice, pleasant surprise. It makes me feel better that the project is still alive.
It's got some significant value out there. I enjoy it, too. Yeah, I've been playing around that bought an XPR 7550, which is basically a commercial handheld. Hold on here. I got to get a cup of coffee. Anyways, I've been playing around with that. If I drop off, put me on hold here. I've been playing around with that, and I got it all working. I was all proud of myself and everything else, and I lost on my digital channel.
Oh, no. Yeah, I mean, those things are nice to have. They're just like, you know, they're meant to be programmed in like a shop or something, so you gotta really lock down what you want on that radio, or those type of radios, and program it. And oh boy, this guy's gonna turn on me. But yeah, I've got my Anytone 878. That's my kind of my everyday carry kind of handheld, just because it can do everything and the battery just lasts forever. But I haven't done too much with DMR other than I tinker with it a little bit. Yeah, you saw me probably in the Telegram getting my hotspot working again. But there's really not much to listen on there. You know, there's a lot of people talking, but it's like it's hard to get in some of those communities. They're kind of like niche and are they talk too long, you know, that type of thing.
Yeah, well, you know, what I've noticed about it, you know, Jeff's repeater, KSWR, I think his call is, his repeater works remarkably well in the coverage area and that's kind of a fun thing to use. I'd say, you know, the 5.1, MI-5.1, MI-5.2, that stuff is fun. And then when you get over there near Farmington Novi area, I went to visit my daughter, and that Novi repeater that he's got over there, that thing, I literally talked for 30 miles on that thing going down 96, and I could not believe the coverage and the power that thing had. And I started Q-Zone with some, I forget who else it was, and it was just amazing. It takes a little bit to get used to. And then the other one is that one down in Detroit, that CMC repeater. I'm in New Baltimore, and that thing covers New Baltimore, and nothing covers New Baltimore, analog or digital. I mean, Sean's got the one that he's working on in Richmond, and it does okay. I mean, my mobile will do it, but my handheld won't. I got to go north of town a couple, 3 miles to get it. So there are some pretty amazing repeaters, but yeah, I do agree with you. It just, it's kind of nichey, and it really is. It's different, but I enjoy tinkering with it. Like I said, I think I enjoy more of the puzzle than I do, you know, that type of stuff. So I have a great time with that, you know, stuff. And then, of course, you know, with the Pi-Star stuff, that W0 or whatever, that's pretty, that makes it fun, too.
Yeah, the WPSD. Yeah, I really like that thing. That thing works well. So, anyways, I'm at my destination here. We'll have to chat more about this later. But I'll listen out, and I'll have a good day if I don't talk to you. KF8S.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, I'm on the Richmond repeater right now, downtown to Baltimore at the Big B, and I probably got 2 or 3 bars, so it's doing pretty good. So I'll talk to you later. Yeah, we can talk more about the digital stuff. You know, I had heard one time you said you'd like to make DMR alive again. So would I. So I'm trying to sweet-talk Sean into putting something up there in the Richmond area, but hopefully. So I'll talk to you later. N8KPP.